If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Jessica is here for Blown Off. Good morning, Jessica. How's it going?
Not great.
Bummer.
That sucks.
Not great.
What happened? What's going on? Why is it not great?
Well, I was seeing this guy that I really liked, and we weren't together very long. We just went out on a couple of dates, but it got serious. It got serious fast.
It got serious?
Yeah. Well, we had such a great first date. I feel like, I shouldn't have, but I did. I stayed over at his place.
Okay.
But we were really hitting it off, and that wasn't the only time. We went out, like, a couple of times after that.
And oh.
It was, like, I thought it was going really well, and we were doing all these really fun things and laughing together, and then all of a sudden, he was saying, oh, I can't do anything this weekend. I'm kind of busy, which is weird because, I don't know, I mean, he barely works even, but, like,
right.
All of a sudden he started doing, like, the blow-off thing, and I'm not getting why at all.
Huh.
I don't get it at all.
All right, first of all, what's his name?
Ron.
Okay, and how many dates would you say you went on total?
Three.
Oh, and how many times did you spend the night with him total?
Three.
Oh, got it.
Whatever.
And now he's just blowing you off. You have no idea what's happening.
I'm not a trampy person, you know. I'm thinking, you know, okay, I shouldn't have gone to bed with him that fast, but.
But you did.
It just felt really organic and really natural, and
okay.
It felt like.
Yeah, we're not judging you. It's fine.
No,
you're allowed to do that.
So it was, and also it was like a yes or no question, but that's okay. let's call him now and find out what's going on. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Hello.
Ron.
Yeah?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going? Who's this?
Ron, it's Mark Kay. I don't know why my voice just cracked.
Ron.
I'm here with Megan, too. We're from 95.1 WAPE. We host the Big 8 Morning Mess.
Hey, Ron.
Oh, hey, guys.
Morning.
How's it going?
You know, it's going,
it's
dude.
It's great.
Can I ask how, like, what's going on? Did I win something? How'd you guys get my number?
Did you enter some kind of contest with your phone number?
If I won, I did.
Oh.
Okay, great.
I see. That's funny.
You didn't. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
We were actually calling you because we wanted to ask you about Jessica. Remember her? You went on a few dates with her?
Yeah. I mean, I specifically remember Jessica.
Okay, good. Well, yeah, specifically.
What about her? Did she tell you guys to call me? Or?
Well, no. She wrote to us and said that she thought you guys had a great time, and for whatever reason, you seem to now not want to date her anymore. So we thought that was odd. We thought, you know, maybe we could call you and just kind of, you know, dig around and find out why.
Word. What did she tell you guys?
That you guys had three solid dates.
Yes. She really liked you, and she wanted to see you again, but she's kind of confused what happened.
Word. Okay, well, let me catch you up to speed. So
all right, word.
We did have a good time. But here's the thing. Jessica is quite violent.
She's violent?
She in the middle of the night would punch me.
What?
full force with her fist. Kind of like a ninja a little bit. I mean, she wouldn't only punch me, she would make
come on.
Sounds. Guys, I am not kidding.
Wait a minute.
There's no way.
I would be sleeping, and then she would cold cock me in the face.
Usually it's the other way around.
Okay, that is insane. I have never had anybody say that I have done anything remotely like that. What?
Is that Jessica, guys?
Word.
Jessica.
Did you punch Ron in the face?
No.
You 1,000% did.
Do you sleep chop people in the face?
You play like Fruit Ninja in your dreams? Was it like, Ron, was it like hard or just playful? I mean, it didn't do any damage or anything, right?
No. It did damage. It was not, it's not playful at all. She must have been practicing on like tree trunks for years because I'm bruised up. You know, I have swelling on my face.
You have swelling on your face from her hitting you in the middle of the night?
I'm sure.
Yeah, man, she's punching me like she's Superman punching me as if I was like Darkseid or like, I don't know, as if I was some
Megan
kind of
has
criminal.
No idea what you're talking about, by the way.
Maybe she was just having a bad dream and she was like, you know.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Like, I would
yes,
see that, like,
a bad
in the
dream,
morning.
Then, you know, she's going to take that out in dreamland, okay? Because in real world, you know, Ronnie's getting hurt.
Yeah.
Jessica, poor Ronnie.
You don't remember hitting him in the face or punching him and going, yeah!
No.
While you were sleeping.
Not even remotely.
So wait.
I would, like, if I was hitting him and he, like, inflicting damage, I would imagine that it would hurt my hands.
Right,
like,
I agree.
I'm not, like, getting any, like, bruises or anything. It's like, I'm not going, why are my
I
hands?
I imagine he would wake up,
hurting.
Too, like, probably, like,
yeah.
What? What's going on?
Did this happen every single time, Ron, or just
every
once?
Every single time.
Huh.
Why would you not wake me up and tell me?
Yeah.
Because I was terrified. This has never happened to me before.
So talk to me about it. We've had great conversations. It's one of the reasons we ended up in bed together.
Exactly, but then I heard you scream like a ninja, and now it's hard for me to even consider talking with you without worrying about me getting my head ripped off.
Ron, how did she scream again? I forget. Can you tell me? Show me one more time?
Oh, my God. It was something like, what?
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, Ron, if Jessica promises not to punch you in her sleep, would you be interested in seeing her again? Because she really likes
you. I mean, I really like Jessica, and it's like I think I would be into that, but I don't know. I'm still a little concerned about this, you know, me getting my ass kicked.
Yeah, Jessica, would
and
you?
And I'm a little concerned about this complete and total lack of communication thing.
Oh well, okay, all right.
That's a dude for you.
Yeah, I mean that's gonna happen no matter whether you're hitting him or punching him or ignoring him or whatever.
Yeah, I mean you know, just you never have to worry about me cheating on you because if I ever did, I would literally be in witness protection.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Hank, Ron, we appreciate your time, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, right. And stay safe out there, huh?
Yeah, you just stay safe in your bedroom. I hope your face
wow.
I hope your face swelling goes down. Jessica, oh, well, there you go. God. Apparently, you're a bully. A
my
bed bully.
God. You know what? I am just going to be putting a padlock on my stuff and I gotta rethink about how I'm going into dates, no matter how good they are.
Okay,
I think
right,
I'm gonna have to
hang on for me 1 second. What stuff is she padlocking?
You know what stuff she's padlocking.
I don't know.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.